That was the Symphony No. 11 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, with possibly some help from his father, Leopold, who was born in the city where that performance was given, Augsburg, in Bavaria. And it was played by the Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin, directed by Vaclav Lux. And before it, you heard the soprano, Alex Pender, in the Countess Almaviva's aria from The Marriage of Figaro, Porgy Amor, Grant Love Some Comfort. Well, that brings my tour around Europe in my Sunday evening continental edition of Radio 3 in Concert to a close for this week. Next week, the violinist Wilde Frang is among those who appeared at two festivals that could cause confusion if you give up your brain and follow the sat-nav. She was at both the Salzburg Festival in the Black Forest and the Salzburg Festival in Austria, playing a piano quartet by Dvorak and an octet by George Enescu. So navigate your way to Radio 3, 7:30 next Sunday, and join us then.
And that was Ian Skelly. Tomorrow night's concert at 7:30 will be given by the Britain Symphonia, conducted by Oliver Nussen. They start their programme with a wind serenade, Mozart's Serenade in C minor, K388. And that's followed by a piece by Oliver Nussen called Songs for Sue, and that'll be sung by Claire Booth. Their third piece is Berg's Chamber Concerto for Piano and Violin, with the pianist Hugh Watkins and the violinist Alexandra Wood. And you can hear that concert tomorrow here on Radio 3, starting at 7:30.
It's Halloween, and in the essay this week, Andrew Martin,
"The dead must be present among us,"
invites us into a ghostly world.
"It was only the wind" is not a permissible ghost story conclusion.
He looks at the changing face of ghosts.
By the 19th century, they were ethereal, wispy.
He examines modern-day photographic evidence of a ghost.
"It's disappointing that she wasn't wearing a tracksuit and walking a pit bull terrier."
Andrew Martin's essays, The Further Realm.
There is nothing camp about this tale.
Every night this week at 10:45, starting tomorrow, here on BBC Radio 3. Or if you dare, catch up online for eternity.
This is BBC Radio 3, and it's 3 minutes past nine. And time now for this week's Drama on Three. The Witness by Vivienne Fransman was first produced at the Royal Court Theatre and tells the story of a photojournalist and his family. The play contains strong language and graphic imagery. The Witness is introduced by the playwright herself, Vivienne Fransman.
I saw a series of photographs, three photographs, in which you saw someone being chased, being buried and being stoned to death. And I was really shocked by it. And it started me thinking about how rarely I'm shocked by images that I see from around the world, and images of atrocity and death and destruction that you should be shocked at, and that every time you look at that image, you should be shocked by it. So seeing these three images really, really emphasised to me how desensitised I'd become to images. And that led me into researching photojournalism. As soon as you start researching photojournalism, it's really interesting, and you start reading a lot about the ethics of it and voyeurism, etc. But really, for me, what really grabbed me in all of it were the people, and the people that go out and take the photographs. And they are a really exciting, compelling, contradictory, complex type of person. And as a playwright, that's really amazing to find those people and start thinking, wow, you know, that's a really interesting character. Around the time that I was thinking about photojournalism, I was also thinking about Rwanda. So I read a lot about Rwanda, and then I went to Rwanda as well. I went there when I started writing Act Two. I got to the point where I had to write another character, and I thought, I don't know that character. There was suddenly loads of things I felt I didn't know. You know, little details that I couldn't find out. So I just got on a plane and I went for 10 days, and I just walked around, and I visited a lot of the memorial sites and spoke to mainly the kind of tour guides of those memorial sites, because, you know, it's not something that everyone talks about or wants to talk about, not really surprisingly. So it was a really amazing trip, a really traumatic and difficult but inspiring and incredible journey, really. And then I came back and started Act Two when I came home.
didn't have to come and get me.
I know I didn't.
I could have got the tube.
I know.
I would have been fine. I'm quite capable.
Yes, you're all grown up now. I know. How long are you back for?
What? Again?
I'm an old man. I forget stuff. I'm senile.
That's not funny.
How long?
12 weeks.
Wow, 12 weeks. What are you going to do?
Get a job.
Why?
Well, why does anyone get a job?
You don't need to. I'll pay.
I don't want you to.
What about your uni work?
What about it?
How are you going to do your essay?
I'm on holiday. Where did you get that shirt from?
Jackie gave it to me.
Well, who's Jackie?
Jackie from number 10, you know.
No.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Oh, well, she must have moved in after you left. She's nice, her and her husband, Bob. They're both nice. Actually, he's a bit of a bore, but...
Well, why is she giving you clothes?
It was Bob's. She was going to throw it out. I saw it in her recycling, and she said I could have it.
Oh, my God.
What?
Who does that? I mean, seriously, who goes through someone's recycling and pulls out a shirt?
I didn't go through her recycling. God. I saw it in her recycling. Don't twist it.
You're such a tramp.
Well, it's nice, though, isn't it?
Not really.
Well, it's perfectly serviceable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, apart from the biro stain.
Where? What?
There.
Well, yeah, apart from the biro stain, it's a perfectly serviceable shirt. Oh, it's good to have you home, love.
Okay, okay, I need to get all soppy.
Here, let me carry that.
It's all right, I can manage.
Do you want a cuppa? Glass of wine?
What are you having?
Oh, whiskey. You want one?
It's a bit early.
How come you didn't travel back with Lily?
She's staying over the summer.
Why?
Well, she's got a job in Cambridge.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't see that much of her anyway. She's got this boyfriend.
Oh, so. Bloody boy. He's always getting in the way of everything.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, are you tired?
A bit.
Do you want a Red Bull?
What?
It'll perk you up.
Since when did you drink Red Bull?
I'll get you one.
No, thanks. That's disgusting. Well, I'm going to go up and unpack.
Hold on. I need to give you something.
Oh, Dad, I'm knackered.
Wait. Just a minute, wait. Here.
What's this?
Open it.
Dad?
It's to celebrate.
Well, celebrate what?
Your first year.
There's no need.
We always knew that you could do it.
I haven't done anything.
Open it.
It's beautiful.
It was your great-grandmother's. I think it was her engagement ring.
Thank you.
We always planned to give it to you now, at the end of your first year at King's. That's what we said. That's what we always...
I love it.
Mummy would have been so proud, Alex.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, I know.
You said you'd think about it.
And I have.
No, you haven't.
I have. Jesus, Paul.
This is a once
Yes, I know. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It is.
So you keep saying.
If you don't take it, then you're even more of a fool than I thought you were. Oh,
charming as ever.
Seriously, as your agent and your friend...
Oh, here we go.
You've got to say yes.
I haven't got to do anything.
You'll make some serious cash out of it.
I'm not bothered about the money.
People come to look at the work. People who have never even heard of you. People who...
Christ, who cares about that?
Think about Alex. She'll love it.
She really will try anything, won't you?
Well, it's my job to make aging photojournalists see the error of their ways. Say you'll think about it. You'll regret it if you don't.
You're like a dog with a bloody bone.
Yeah, Rottweiler, that's me. You know, that's what I'm known as in the business.
More like a terrier.
A terrier?
Yeah.
A terrier?
Yeah, a little yappy, annoying terrier trying to drag the dead carcass of my career out into the open for everyone to feast on so you can profit from it. Hello? Paul, sorry, was that a bit... Oh, you little bastard.
Look, I'll ring in a few days so you can tell me you've changed your mind.
I am not going to change my mind.
Speak soon.
I'm not going... Alex! Alex! Alex, for God's sake!
What are you doing?
Oh. Too loud! Far too loud.
All right, you old fart, calm down.
Why aren't you getting ready for your interview?
It's tomorrow.
You said it was today.
No, I said it was tomorrow.
I still don't know why you want to work there.
Oh, shut up about it, will you?
I said I'd be happy to...
I don't want you to...
It's only for the summer. It's only
just... Shut up!
What the hell were you listening to, anyway?
Dunno, some black station?
Oh, don't say that.
What?
Some black station like that.
Why?
Because it sounds...
Racist?
No, just...
Just what?
Oh, ignorant.
Well, in case you haven't noticed, I'm black.
Yes.
So I'm allowed to say some black station if I want to.
Yeah, but you sound thick saying it, and your education cost me a lot of money, so...
Well, you need to stop pressing me with your white middle-class value system.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. In it.
In it. That's funny. In it.
Dad, why didn't we ever go to Rwanda?
What? To get back to your roots.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, sorry, I thought we were
well,
still...
Well, did you and Mummy ever think about taking me back there? You know, to see it.
Alex, where's this coming from?
Nowhere, I just... I don't know, I just...
Oh, God, I stink. I'm going to shower. Now, there's headphones in the cabinet. Use them. Oh, hold on, I'll find them for you. Move out of the way.
Oh, my God, you really do stink. Just go and shower and I'll find them. What are those?
Photographs. Now I know the headphones are in...
Of what?
Oh, Alex, careful, don't push.
Who are these people?
Tom and Emily. Aha! Bingo!
Who are Tom and Emily?
Well, that's Tom and that's Emily. Hmm. Ah, now, this lead attaches to the stereo and this...
Why have you got Tom and Emily's wedding photos?
I shot their wedding.
You took these?
That's what I said.
Why?
Because they were getting married and they wanted some photos of it. I know, it's weird, isn't it? I was speaking to Claire in the post office and she said that her daughter was getting married and they needed to find a photographer.
So?
So I volunteered.
When?
Last autumn. November, I think. That's why she's wearing that colour. I said it was the wrong one.
Well, why didn't you say? I mean...
I just thought it's a one-off, a favour. A favour for a neighbour, a neighbourly favour. It's nothing.
You should have told me.
If I'd seen you, I would have.
We spoke every week. I rang you every week. You should have told me.
And then I did Steve and Amanda's in December, Kizzy and Sam's in January, and John and Michael's in May. I like doing it. I like
it. Do they know who you are?
Yep.
Do they?
Yep. Joseph from number 34.
Oh, you can be such a dick sometimes.
That's not a very nice way to talk to your father.
Yeah, well, you should keep...
What?
Me...
Should have what?
Told me what was going on.
What? Like you've told me all about Cambridge?
There's nothing to tell.
Yeah. Same here. How'd you get on?
All right.
Did you get it?
I don't know. I said they'd phone in the next few days.
Ah, of course you got it.
Well, they said they'd let me know.
It's a bloody supermarket. Of course you got
Paul
it.
Paul phoned. He said you need to phone him back ASAP.
Right, OK.
Yeah, he said he tried your mobile, but you never answer it.
Yeah, I don't even know where it is. So, what do you fancy for dinner?
You need to phone Paul.
Yeah, I will.
Now.
Who made you headmistress?
He said he needs a decision about the exhibition. It was embarrassing, actually. He seemed to think I already knew about it.
I was going to tell you.
Were you? What's the goal, then?
He wants me to do an exhibition.
Oh, yes, I gathered that. What of?
Everything.
Well, like a retrospective?
Yeah.
Where?
Starting in London.
Yeah, and?
The Imperial War Museum, there's talk of the V&A,
and
then touring.
Well, how many images do they want?
I don't know.
I suppose it's all digital now. Well, do you have to get them all transferred over or something?
No idea.
Yeah, I bet it's quite easy. Well, I guess Paul could arrange all that. God, well, there must be thousands. Well, I mean tens of thousands. Well, how will you choose? Because well, Mummy always said the stuff in Cambodia
I'm not doing
was...
it.
Why not?
I don't want to.
But,
no.
But, Dad...
Alex, I said... No. To your first day.
Oh, stop taking the piss.
No, really, it's a huge achievement.
You're such an idiot.
All I can say is that Sainsbury's is very lucky to have you.
Yeah, well, that's true, actually.
I know it is. Mm. 10 GCSEs, A stars, 5 A levels.
Oh, shut up.
An impending degree from King's College,
okay,
Cambridge.
Okay, stop now. Just... what are you having?
I fancy the risotto. Mm,
you want to watch that?
What?
You know, you've really porked up in the last year.
How dare you?
And you've got a classic heart attack body shape.
The other day, Jackie said she thought I was in good shape.
Yeah, you're not in good shape.
Well, apparently I am.
You're shaped like an apple. You store all your fat around the middle.
You do know how to make a slightly overweight man feel better about himself, don't you?
And you drink too much and smoke
yes,
too much.
Yes, all right.
No, I'm just looking out for you.
Okay.
Yeah, always looking out for you. And sometimes you don't know what's best for you.
What are you having?
You know, it's not doing you any favours just sitting around at home doing nothing.
Okay, now, what do you want to eat?
It'll do you good.
We've been through this. I've
It'll
said
get you
that
out and about instead of moping around the house.
I'm not moping.
You'll reconnect with the work, and I mean proper work. Weddings or crap like that. It'll give you a chance to reconnect with people, interesting people. And you'll enjoy it. Since Mark...
Alex, let's order.
I saw this exhibition in Cambridge by an artist, Helen... No, I can't remember her second name. But she had this show, and she used that picture of that stoning in Iran. You know, the one of the woman buried in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she took that and turned it into a collage of a heron.
Sounds interesting.
Oh, no, it was crap. Anyway, one of the reviewers referenced you. He said he'd rather have spent the hour looking at one of your shots than her whole show. Or something like that.
That's the first thing you've told me about Cambridge.
Yeah, but...
I've been waiting for you to tell me.
There's nothing to tell. You should definitely...
I want to know about your life
there's
there.
There's nothing to know.
What about your course?
Well, what about it?
Well, what's it like?
It's okay. It's good, I suppose.
What about your boyfriend?
My boyfriend.
I thought you might have a boyfriend.
No.
Why not? Well, you've had boyfriends before. Oh. It was Luke, Henry. Oh, and that one with the ludicrous hair and the girl...
I don't have time.
Why not? What do you do?
I go to lectures. I go to the library. I do my work.
You must have made some new friends.
Not really.
Oh, Alex, you must
have. I don't care about friends. You have to do the exhibition, Dad. You have to. People should see all your work, not just the famous stuff. If it all just sits boxed up in the cellar, then what's the point of it? You may as well get rid of it. If no one sees it, what's it for?
Alex?
God, what are you doing? You scared me.
Just thought I'd pop in.
You know I'm working.
Thought I'd tell you that I saw Lily this morning.
What?
I bumped into Lily.
Dad, I've got to go on with...
She's got a job in the Tate Modern shop.
Okay, but I've got to get...
Which is weird. Because you said she was staying in Cambridge over the summer.
Yeah, well, she obviously changed her mind.
Yes, that's what I thought. But when I asked her about it, she said that was never her plan.
My supervisor's over there. I've got to get on
with it. And when I said that you told me she'd met a boy, she said she hasn't seen you since last November. She said that she hasn't seen you since you left King's. Last November, when you dropped out.
Can't speak now.
Yes, you can.
Dad, this is my work.
This isn't work. King's College, Cambridge is work.
You have to go. You'll get me in trouble.
Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? I'll be waiting in the car.
I can't just walk.
You've got 5 minutes.
But Dad!
5 minutes, or I'll drag you out of here myself. What have you been doing?
Nothing.
Where have you been living?
Studio thing, like a bed set.
Where?
In Cambridge.
What have you been doing for money?
Working in a bar.
Why didn't you come home?
I've got to go back in. I said I'd only be a few minutes.
Alex. Was it the people? The other students? Were they...
No.
Well, what about the people in the halls? I thought you liked some of them. What about the girl that lived next door to you? What was she called?
Jen.
Jen, yeah, you got on well with her, didn't you?
Yeah, she was okay.
I don't understand.
I'll get in trouble. My supervisor
Alex.
Is so... Okay. Okay. There was this boy.
I knew it. I knew it'd be about a bloody boy.
It's not like that. It wasn't.
He was the little bastard.
I was in the bar one night and this boy came over and started talking to me.
Little pervert. Did he spike your drink? Did he?
No, just listen, will you?
Sorry, go on.
At first, it was just the normal stuff about our courses and where we were from, you know, small talk, nothing really. But then he asked me how I washed my hair, and I thought it was weird. And when I was thinking about what I could say to get rid of him, he reached over and he put his hand on my head.
Yeah?
He touched my hair.
So?
He leant over like this.
Well, maybe he liked you. Maybe it was a clumsy attempt.
No, he said I was the first black girl he'd ever spoken to.
And?
How can someone reach 18 and never have spoken to a black girl?
He probably went to a little prep in Wiltshire, then Marlborough, and on to a crammer where he was too scared to talk to any girls, never mind black girls. Is that why you left? Are you seriously saying...
It wasn't right for me.
We talked about this before you went.
I didn't feel right there.
About what to expect.
I know, but...
You can't tell me that you're the only black girl at King's. You can't tell me that some skinny white virgin with a hair fetish made you leave. No, I know you, Alex. I know you. So stop bullshitting me and tell me the truth.
I can't.
Whatever it is, it can't be as bad as what I'm imagining.
I can't tell you.
Just tell me.
I can't.
Just fucking tell me, for fuck's sake! Oh, Alex. Alex!
Take me out tonight, where there's music and there's people and the young and the light.
Are you receiving visitors? Is it safe to enter? Hello?
Yeah. Come in.
Oh, it's disgusting in here.
Is that what you've come up to say?
Sorry, old habits and all that. Can't stop being a moany old git.
What do you want?
I want to apologise.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I haven't got a clue what it's like being you, and I should be more sensitive about things.
Okay.
I've thought about it, and I can appreciate how hard King's must have been, being in a minority and all that, and then that idiot boy touching our hair. It must have been...
I had this lecture on religious iconography.
What?
The next day, after that thing in the bar with the boy, the next day I had this lecture.
Yeah?
And our lecturer, Dr. Kalmer, put up a slide of Botticelli's Madonna and Child, and he... made some connection with contemporary photojournalism, and then he put up the next slide and it was yours. 1 minute I was trying to find my mobile because Dr. Carver goes ballistic if anyone's phone rings, and I was cursing having such a big bloody bag and laughing with this boy Stuart, and then I looked up and there it was, filling the whole wall.
Which one?
The one of me.
Oh.
And I felt like I was going to faint or puke, and the whole time Dr. Khan was talking, I was worrying in case I did, because it would have been so embarrassing, and I'm trying to work out which would be more embarrassing, puking or fainting, and I'm trying not to look at the photo, but trying to look as if I am, and trying not to look like I'm about to faint or puke, and then Dr. Khan stops talking, and it's all quiet, apart from this noise at the back of the lecture theatre. Someone's crying. It gets louder. Louder, and I look round, and it's this girl from Surrey who's in my seminar group, and she's crying. And by now the girl is hysterical, and one of her friends is helping her out of the hall, and I stand up to leave, but I go all dizzy and fall onto Stuart. And Dr. Karma looks at me, turns the projector off, makes a joke about mass hysteria, and cancels the lecture.
That must have been really
terrible. Afterwards, I'd arranged to meet Jen, and I see the girl in the bar, and I go up and see if she's okay, because I feel bad for her. You know, responsible. I know it's stupid, but... And when I ask her if she feels better, she says that she's fine, that she's having a bad day, that she's split up with her boyfriend and is gutted because she loves him. She says the photo made her feel awful, stirred something up in her. She says she's embarrassed, but laughs, and says it was cathartic. Cathartic. That's what she says. She was crying because she'd split up with her boyfriend. In that photo, I'm a tiny baby screaming for my dead mother on a pile of bloody corpses, and that bitch is crying about her boyfriend. I want you to do the exhibition.
Alex. This isn't about my work.
I want you to.
Or even that photograph.
You have to.
Or some white boy touching your hair.
Please.
All the stuff with Mummy's illness and all your hard work to get to King's. Something's bound to give, darling. It's a blip. It's just
I need to know that it matters.
It won't make any difference to how you feel.
Are you saying you won't?
I'm saying it's not the answer.
Yeah, a flight to Kigali, please.
Where?
Kigali.
Where?
Kigali, in Rwanda.
We don't fly to Rwanda.
You do, because I'm looking at your website right now.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay, spell it for me, please.
K-I-G-A-L-I.
One moment, please. Ah, yes. Kigali, Rwanda, Africa. Yes, when are you looking to go?
Mid-October.
And you want to return?
I don't know, 2 weeks, but I might stay longer.
How many people?
Just one, please.
Okay, so we have one on the 26th of October, returning 2 weeks later for £2,300.
What?
£2,300.
But the website said £420.
The price for your flight is £2,000.
Yeah, but how can it be? On the website, it said £420.
Flight on the website is no longer available.
Well, that's false advertising.
Madam, do you want to purchase the flight we're offering you?
No, I want to purchase the flight you advertised.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, you can get me a flight for £420.
I'm afraid that is not possible.
Right, great. Thanks for your help. I think I'll take my customs somewhere else. Bye! Idiots. It's just for a couple of weeks. It's just.
This is ridiculous.
It's not. It's.
I want you to sort yourself out. I want you to go back to university and start.
I want you to leave me alone to make my own decisions.
What, even if I think they're the wrong decisions? Like doing some crappy job even though you don't have to? And running away from Kings and going off to Kigali on some vague notion about the motherland when you don't know the first thing about it and you're as green as a bloody gooseberry?
This guidebook says. I have travelled as a lone woman in Rwanda.
You need to think about it. You really do need to think about it.
I'm going to go to the Kigali Genocide Memorial. And if I'm there for a Thursday, I can go to this event called One in a Million, where a survivor speaks.
You're too young. You're just too.
You were 19 when you first went away.
We're not talking about me.
To Vietnam.
And I'm not exactly an advert for global travel, am I?
It's a holiday. That's all just a holiday.
It's not a holiday. It's a massive, bloody, life-changing decision. Oh, look, you're going to be disappointed. Whatever you've pictured in your head is wrong. You're going to see things that are going to hurt you. You're going to get hurt and you'll be thousands of miles away and I won't be able to help you.
I don't need your help.
You have no idea what you're getting into.
I do. I know all about
it. Oh, you haven't got a clue. You're just...
I do!
What are you... Alex! Come back here, Alex! Ah, oh, for heaven's sake! Why do you always do this? Run off when we're in the middle of something. It's just so childish. It's so unbelievably childish. Oh, and you think you're ready to travel to Rwanda on your own? You can't even finish a conversation without freaking out. It's ridiculous. It's...
You see these? I've read all of them. The Rwandan crisis. The history of genocide. One woman's story of surviving the Rwandan Holocaust. A Thousand Hills, Rwanda's Rebirth and the Man Who Dreamed It, Season of Blood, Miracle in Kigali, Men with Machetes, and we wish to inform you that tomorrow we will be killed with our families. Then when I read them, I listened to this.
When did you...
When I was in my shitty bedsit, wondering who the hell I was.
Why aren't you at work? And why are you sitting in the dark? Have you gone goth again? Because if you have, may I remind you of the incident with the crimpers in 2006 and an unnecessary call-out of the fire brigade?
What? Have you been going through my stuff? Did you go into the cellar after I specifically said that I am not doing the exhibition?
I didn't know whether to sort through the negatives chronologically or by continent.
That light box is dangerous.
I thought about going through them alphabetically, country by country.
Put it all away.
In the end, I settled on a random approach. I did Uganda and Ethiopia and took the best ones out for you to show Paul.
You have no right. You have absolutely no right.
I've been putting off doing Rwanda.
Going behind my back.
And today I thought I'd do Zimbabwe.
Get up and put that
all away.
But
when I went to the Zimbabwe box, I found the Rwandan shots. Why are the Rwanda negatives in the Zimbabwe box?
I have no idea.
Don't you?
Maybe your mother put them in there. You should get back to work.
I feel sick. I feel sick to my stomach.
You shouldn't have gone down there.
Oh, I found this as well. The Sunday Times Year's Best Photos, 1994. All the other entries are quite disgusting, aren't they? And here I am, sandwiched between a drowning man in Florida and a dead Bosnian kid.
You've seen that before. It's not like you haven't.
Why was my photo cropped?
What?
Why did you crop my photograph?
I didn't crop anything.
Well, that's funny, because the original negative isn't the same as the groundbreaking, world-celebrated, award-winning photograph in here. Why did you
crop... The photo editor did it.
Why?
Because it was stronger.
And who's the boy? The boy in the church with me and the bodies. Who is he?
I don't know what you're asking.
You said there was no one else left. You said the whole village was slaughtered. You said my family was killed, that I was the only one that survived.
Yes.
So?
Alex, listen, it's not...
But who is he?
I went in the church. I saw the bodies. I saw you. I took the shot. I heard the Interhamway coming. I picked you up. And I ran.
You must have seen him.
It was a bloodbath. There were hundreds of corpses just lying.
He's looking right at you.
I didn't have time.
You must have. No, I'm sorry, you must have. Dad!
Okay. Okay, Alex, okay.
Oh, God.
As I was leaving with you, I saw him standing in the corner.
Oh, my God.
There was no time. The Interhamway were coming back. I couldn't carry you both.
What?
I had to make a decision. I had to choose. Do you understand?
Yeah.
If I could have taken you both, I would have...
Why didn't you tell me?
There was no point.
Why?
Because it...
No. Are you sure?
Yes.
But he might have escaped. He might...
The Interhamway came back.
But you didn't see what happened to him. I mean, he might have...
He's dead. But... They killed him.
But he might have...
I heard them. Hiya.
Did you tell Lily to ring me?
I bumped into Trish in Waitrose and she was talking about Lily, so I suggested she'd give you a call.
Oh, she's stalking me now. See?
I thought you could do with some support. Now,
bump up. Oh, come on. I think it'd be a really good idea if you went back to work.
I don't want to go back to work.
It'd be good for you.
You've changed your tune.
Oh, can you turn this off, please?
I haven't been in for 3 weeks, so I think it's safe to assume that ship has sailed.
Alex, turn it off.
I'm not going back to King's, and I'm not running off to the motherland either, so I don't think we've much to talk about, do you?
What are you doing for the rest of the day?
Watching crap on telly and not moving.
You can help me then, eh? See, this is the plan for the exhibition. And the first room's going to be divided into three categories. Terror, famine and genocide.
Oh, stop it. You're making me all sentimental.
It's a gimmick.
You don't say.
It makes it easier for people to navigate round. I wanted to do it chronologically, but when Paul and I met the curator, Greta, who's German, she said something about thematic butter. I don't know, maybe something got lost in translation.
Whatever.
I'm doing what you wanted, Alex. The exhibition, it was
wanted. Past tense.
I would have been quite happy sitting around all day shooting the odd wedding.
I don't care.
Look, give me a break, will you? Please. I am trying. Especially because you don't always see them coming, so your dogs really do need to be under control. And then if the dogs and the owners behave themselves, turn it down. They get a little certificate. Give me that.
No,
give it to me.
Get off.
Just give it.
What did you do that for? You've probably broken it now, idiot.
You know, your mother used to hide the remote. She said,
oh,
it
which
caused...
mother? The first dead one or the second dead
oh,
one?
Thanks.
Two dead mothers before I'm 20. Oh, I really must have been foul in my past life.
Come on.
Is this conversation finished?
I don't know why you're being like this.
Don't you?
No.
You must be thicker than I thought.
Would you rather that I'd left you behind?
I think I would, yeah.
Oh, then you really are a fool.
Whatever.
Did you even read those books about the genocide?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
I did.
Well, show some respect for the people who were left behind.
I do have respect.
All those poor bastards who have done anything to have your life.
I think I must have survivor's guilt.
Well, and I think you're an ungrateful little bitch. How did you sleep?
Terribly.
Do you want some coffee?
Please. About yesterday.
Let's just forget about it, shall we?
I don't know what's going on with me at the moment. I don't know.
Forget it. We both said things.
It was my fault.
No. No father should ever call his daughter
that. Unless she's being one.
You weren't. Here. With hot milk. Just how you like it.
Thanks.
And there's Norman croissant over there with your name on it.
Thanks. Dad?
Yeah?
Are we okay?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Promise?
Promise. Do you need to hug it out?
Yeah.
Come here then.
No, oh God, you are such a fatso. Oh,
oh, you know I love you very much, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
And I think it's amazing how well you've coped since Mummy died.
Yeah, you too. Hiya. How'd you get on?
Hey.
Well, how was the space?
What?
I thought you were looking at the exhibition space with Paul and Greta.
Oh, yeah.
So?
So?
Well, what happened?
Nothing. We didn't go.
Why not?
We're going tomorrow instead.
Oh, right. Okay. What I got is this apple thing for pudding. It's kind of like a tart tatin thing. It looks really, really nice. It was marked down to 50p. Oh, there are some amazing bargains to be had if you know where to look. When I was at Sainsbury's, I couldn't believe how much stuff got thrown away. Do you want a cup of tea? Well, it got me thinking about freeganism. Have you heard of freeganism? It's when people get their food out of bins. A bit like you and your shirt. Well, have you died? What's wrong?
I need to tell you something.
Well, what is it?
Come and sit down.
Oh, you're not ill, are you?
No, 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 it's nothing like that.
Oh, bloody hell. Good. God, you scared me.
I've had an email.
Yeah?
I got this email.
Who from?
It's from someone in Rwanda.
Who? Well, who is it?
I don't want you to get your hopes up.
But who?
I don't want you
to... Oh, just tell me.
It's from a man called Simon.
Who's Simon?
Well, I'm not sure, really.
Well, what does that mean?
He says he's your brother.
What?
He doesn't say much in the email, just that he's been trying to find you. And
oh, where's your laptop?
Just listen.
I want to read it. I want to...
Alex, look, just stop for a moment.
What's your password?
Listen to me. It's really important that you listen.
Why is this so slow?
Look, stop.
Just give it back.
Listen to me.
Well, how did he find you?
He saw the photograph.
Oh, what's that got to
do? It's him. The boy. He's the boy.
You said that
I know. I thought... But he says he remembers the day. He says he remembers you and remembers seeing me with my camera.
Bloody hell.
I know.
Does he want to see me?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my...
You know, he only says that he's your brother.
What?
He says it. We need to be a little cautious, that's all. Just because he says it, that doesn't mean...
Oh, why would he lie about it?
Millions of people have seen that shot, Alex. You know, it's...
And how many of them know that there's a little boy that's been edited out of it?
I think we need to be careful, that's all. Let's not rush into anything. We're both a bit fraught, you know. It would be easy to get caught up in this.
I'm going to email him now.
We need to take care, you know. Tread carefully. We don't know anything about this man. He could be...
We do. We know that he's the boy that you left behind. Do you like music?
Of course.
What kind of music do you like?
Hip-hop.
Do you?
Do you?
Well, a bit. But, well, mainly I like alternative stuff, indie stuff, you know, stuff outside the mainstream, unusual stuff, like, I don't know, just, no, it doesn't really matter.
She likes moody stuff, stuff that makes you want to kill yourself.
Well, I don't. That's not all I like. I like some hip-hop.
50 Cent?
No, not 50 Cent.
Lil Wayne?
No, not really. No, I mean, I don't really like that kind of hip-hop. Not really. I don't.
Celine Dion?
Did you eat on the plane?
Yes.
What did you have?
Beef in the juice of tomatoes.
Was it nice?
Yes.
What else did you have?
Rice.
And for pudding?
Pudding.
Dessert. After, at the end?
Oh, a pastry.
Oh, did you like it?
Yes.
Did you sleep at all?
Yes.
I never sleep on planes. So uncomfortable. Always smells disgusting. I think it's all the farting.
Dad.
Well, you know, because of the high altitude. Give me a couple of Valiums and a jug of whiskey.
Well, are you hungry now? Because we could stop on the way home, couldn't we, Dad?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. No.
Do you remember when we went to Russia?
Oh, yeah. Well, on the flight, we were given peas and mashed potato for our meal. That was it.
It sounds really delicious.
No, it wasn't. I mean...
How long was the flight?
It was 7 hours.
Right. And did you have to change?
Yes, at Brussels.
Oh, yeah, of course, at Belgians. Well, it was all their fault in the first place, wasn't it? The, you know... colonizing, Rwanda, all that. Bastards. Well, it's good chocolate, though. Belgium chocolate, it's great chocolate. And the waffles, I mean, yeah, the waffles are really, really terrific, too. Alex.
Sorry. This is so weird. This is
Stop
so...
being silly. I'm sorry. Sorry, Simon. Alex can be like this sometimes. She's just
Dad,
a bit...
do you think me and Simon look like each other?
Not sure. I'll have a proper look when we're home.
Do you, Simon? Do you think we look like each other?
You look exactly like our mother.
Dad! We're home!
This book is an excellent book. Listen to these facts. During the Great Frost of 1683 to 1684, the worst frost recorded in England, the Thames was completely frozen for 2 months, with the ice reaching thickness of 11 inches, 28 centimetres in London. Alex, did you know this?
Yeah, they used to have frost fairs on the river. Dad, where are you? Well, can't you hear me calling you? All right, keep your hair on. I just wanted to tell you that we're back. Are you coming down?
The frost fair of 1814 began on 1st February and lasted 4 days. An elephant was led across the river below Blackfriars Bridge.
Oh, look out. Here comes the grumpy old git.
Good afternoon, Joseph.
You don't need to stand up every time you see me.
We've been to the London Eye.
Oh, yeah.
It was fantastic.
Have you been asleep?
No.
You're still wearing your sleeping clothing.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Right, Dad.
I've been trying to sort out the study.
It's a long time since you went in there.
Well, I thought I might as well start using it again, you know, keep everything contained rather than spreading it all over the place. Try and keep it under control. You know what I'm like once I get started? Everything turns into a tsunami. You know what Mummy always used to say.
Well, how's it all going?
Fine.
What are you up to?
Apartheid, 84 to 87.
Are you enjoying it?
Oh, yes. It's a giggle.
Yeah, I'm only asking.
It must make you very proud to have this exhibition for everyone to see.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Simon told me that I used to be called Francis.
That's nice.
Yes, but Alex is also very nice too.
We went to the Globe. We took part in a tour.
It was very informative and helpful.
Simon studied tourism at university. Well, tell Dad all the languages you speak.
French, English, Swahili, Kinyarwanda and a little Norwegian.
Norwegian?
My sponsor is Norwegian.
He had a sponsor who paid for him to go to school and university.
Angelique.
He met her in the street, just started talking to her when he was...
8. She was working for an NGO.
And she financially supported him.
Like we did with...
Lakshmi.
Lakshmi, of course. We used to sponsor an Indian girl.
And how old is she now?
Meg did it. Meg started it. It was... I mean, she was... Meg's project. I mean, not project, you know, but Meg thought it would be a nice thing to do.
Simon gives tours of the church and the village, explaining what happened.
Yes. I tell my story and answer any questions. And I stop people having their photos taken in front of the skulls.
Can you believe that? People actually want to have their photo in front of the skulls. It's disgusting. I mean,
who goes to the church?
Survivors, relatives, some tourists before they go to see the gorillas.
Gorillas and genocide. Beats Alton Towers, I suppose.
We're going to go to Westminster Cathedral tomorrow. You can come if you like.
I've got a meeting.
We are going to Madame Tussauds as well.
Keep telling him it's rubbish, but he won't listen.
I want to stand with David Beckett.
You used to love Madame Tussauds.
Did I?
You used to kiss Ronan Keating.
Oh, God, did I?
Yeah. I used to lift you up and Mummy used to say, I love you, Alex. Alex's mum was brilliant at accents, wasn't she? She was a fantastic mimic as well. She used to do your head teacher perfectly, didn't she?
Yeah. Do you want me to get you a coffee? You look tired.
There's a bottle of whiskey on top of the fridge.
Well, I'll make you a proper one with the machine, or I can make you a smoothie.
A whiskey will do.
Dad.
Oh, forget it. I'll get it myself.
No, it's all right. It's all right. I'll go.
Bring the bottle through.
Do you want anything?
No. Thank you.
Are you sure? Well, he hardly eats anything. Why don't you come and look in the fridge?
No, I'm fine.
Well, come on, just have a look.
Why don't you leave the poor bloke alone? He's a grown man, for Christ's sake.
Right. Okay. One whiskey coming up.
Oh, Sorry. I did not realize you were here. I'm getting myself a glass of water. Sorry to disturb you.
You're not disturbing me.
Do you mind if I...
Help yourself. I'm just sitting here having a little midnight drink and a think.
Yes, thank you. I shall go up now.
Do you want one?
No, thank you. The water is fine.
Okay.
Good night, Joseph.
And good night, Simon. Simon, can I ask you something?
Yes.
Why are you here? I don't mean here in this kitchen. I mean... Actually, I do mean that. Why are you here in my kitchen? Now, today, in my kitchen. Why have you come here?
You invited me. And I have been waiting a long time. I have been patient.
I know.
Yes.
It wasn't the right time. Alex's mum, Meg, she was ill, and then when she died, it was...
I understand.
See, Alex had her GCSEs.
Yes.
And then her A-levels, and then she was applying for university. There was never the right time.
Joseph, I forgive you.
That's Granny Harris, Mum's mum. She's dead now. Look at her hair. She had hair like a lunatic.
What is a lunatic?
Oh, like a mad person. Oh, God, I shouldn't really say that. It's a bit offensive, but... Oh, this one was taken at her house in Wales. We used to go there on holidays. It was amazing. Oh, are you too hot? Shall I put the gazebo up?
The gazebo?
The umbrella thing, the thing that gives shade, the... Well, it's... Oh, this one was at Whitstable. Mum made Dad come out with us for the day, and we all had oysters. Have you eaten oysters?
No.
And this was when Dad got a lifetime achievement thing at the World Press Awards. Mum wanted a party to celebrate, but he didn't want any fuss. The next day, she found him hiding in the cupboard. He was in bed for a year. They said he had post-traumatic stress disorder. Mum wanted him to keep seeing the psychiatrist, but he wouldn't. And as soon as he felt better, he went to Afghanistan, which was really stupid.
I went to a psychiatrist.
Did you?
When I tried to kill myself.
What?
Sister Innocence found me. He told me to leave the school.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Angelique found him and paid for me to see him.
And what did he say?
Nothing.
Well, how long did you see him for?
It does not matter.
It must have
It does
been.
Not matter. It doesn't matter.
Yes, but it's...
And what is this photograph?
My first day at primary school.
And who is this?
That's my Uncle Sylvester standing next to me. Dad was away, so Mum asked her brother to come over to take the photo. And this was when Mum taught me to swim. You see that swimsuit? It had the Teletubbies on it, which were, like, massive here when I was little. The purple one was supposed to be gay because he had a handbag. Oh, I love that swimsuit so much. I used to wear it to bed. I never even tried to wear it to school. Oh, in the end, my mum had to hide it. And this one was Mum's 50th. We had a surprise party. It was brilliant. I remember her face when she walked in. What are you doing? Don't do that. Don't. They're my photos. Don't. Stop it. Stop. Simon. Simon, what are you doing?
Let me tell you about this photograph.
Oh, please, let me just put it back, please.
This is Odette. Huh? She delivered all of us into the world. She was our mother's childhood friend. She married a Hutu called Anton. They lived next door to our house. Anton killed her first. When he found us in the church, he ripped off our mother's dress and gave it to his sister who was standing next to him, and she put it on. Then he pulled our mother onto the floor and raped her in front of everyone she had known for her whole life. They chopped our father's ankles so he could not move and held his eyes open so he must watch. Do you remember that? I remember our father begging for mercy and they cut out his tongue. I remember our brother Gerard running away and the teacher arriving back in the church wearing his shoes, which were covered in blood. I remember hiding under dead bodies, covering your mouth so you would not scream, blood running down my face and how warm it felt. And I wondered whose it was because I knew it was not mine. I remember them laughing and the smell of the alcohol when they had gone. I remember pushing my way out and letting you go and watching you crawl over the bodies of our family and our friends. I remember you reaching our mother and pulling at her breast to feed you because she still had the milk. I remember knowing that nothing would ever be the same. I remember waiting for them to come back and to kill us. I remember seeing a white man in the church and thinking it was God. I thought your father was God. And he had come to save us both.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Put some clothes on, will you? It's indecent wandering around in your vest and pants.
Well, good morning, Alex. And how are you today? Very well, thanks, Dad. How did you sleep? Like a baby, thanks for asking. And how are you, Dad? I'm in a terrible mood, as per usual.
And how did you sleep, Dad? Like I was trapped in some William Blake pit of despair and throbbing gristle was playing in my skull. Thanks for asking. I've got to see someone about taking the show to New York, and I'm expecting some prints to be couriered over. So you need to be in at 2 to sign for them.
Well, we're going to the Royal Observatory this afternoon.
I'll go tomorrow.
I wanted to take Simon to Brighton tomorrow. But I was going to ask if I could borrow the car. So can I?
What?
Borrow the car.
How long is he going to be with us?
I don't know.
Or how long is his visa?
3 months.
Oh.
Is there a problem?
I'd like to get a bit of normality back. I'd like you to start thinking about what you're going to do.
Oh, God, not this again.
Your life can't just be endless trips to Thorpe Park and the Lion King.
Take Britain and the John Soane Museum, so get lost.
You know what I mean.
He's only been here a month.
Yes, and you've got some important decisions to make regarding your future and your acting, like some lovesick adolescent.
I'm going back to work next week, actually.
Not Sainsbury's.
Yeah, I spoke to Beverly and she said it's fine.
I really think it's time that he...
Good morning, Joseph. And how are you?
Brilliant!
And how are you on this marvellous, beautiful morning, Alex?
Make sure you're in for 2 when the courier arrives. I mean it.
What is wrong with Joseph?
Fuck knows.
Ah, Alex, you know I do not like this wearing. It's not polite. And you must put some clothes on.
All right, Dad.
This is not respectable.
Half of Africa walk around with their boobs hanging out.
It's not right to walk around like...
Oh, God! Patriarchy is alive and well in NW3. You know, I never thought I'd have 2 men telling me what to do in this house.
What is a...
The system in society where men have all the power. You know, you can't go around telling women what to do all the time. We don't like it. It pisses us off.
Alex!
That's what I mean! That is exactly what I mean. Trying to silence me. Take away my voice.
I do not think anybody could silence you.
No, it's not really...
What? I cannot hear you.
You're just so annoying.
What? What?
Oh, I love this song.
It's a tune, yes?
Yeah, tune.
When I'm in need, she gives me money.
Excuse me. We do have neighbours, you know. I forgot my phone. Remember,
the sign for those prints? And can you keep the bloody noise down?
She can't be married.
You lost something?
I think I left my wallet in here. We drove to the Woburn Abbey and I think
it's in the glove compartment.
Pardon?
I found it this morning. It's in there.
Oh, yes, thank you.
I didn't know whose it was.
Yes, it is mine.
So I looked inside. I hope that's okay.
No problem, Joseph. Are you going out now?
Yeah. Why?
I have no reason.
Right. I need the key.
Oh, yes, Alex gave me the... Here. I will see you later.
Simon?
Yes?
Why do you carry that photograph around in your wallet?
I printed it from the computer.
I can see that.
Do you mind?
Why would I mind?
It uses much ink to print it. I wanted to have my own copy.
Yes, but why would you want a copy of that?
It is the only photograph I have of them.
Yeah, but still, it's weird, isn't it? Carrying around an image of your murdered family.
I will see you later, Joseph.
Stay where you are. I mean it.
What do you want?
If you hurt her, she's fragile. She doesn't seem it, but she needs. She's all I've got. She's all I've got left.
This is not true.
Isn't it?
No. You have your photographs.
Dad?
No, me.
Oh, Dad was supposed to have a meeting with Paul and Greta yesterday and he didn't turn up. Did you hear him come in last night?
No. Where is he?
I don't know, that's what I'm saying. He's missing.
I'm sure he's not in any harm.
He didn't ring or anything.
He's not a child. He can take care of himself.
Yeah, but what if something
happened? He's an adult man. He can look
but
up.
But he didn't...
What have I missed?
Where have you been? Paul called.
Did he?
Yeah, you missed a meeting yesterday.
Oh, was it important?
Yes.
Who was at this so-called meeting?
I don't know. It was your meeting.
Oh, my God. My daughter says she doesn't know, which is amazing because my daughter usually knows everything there is to know about everything in the world.
Would you like a drink, Joseph?
No, thank you very much. I think I've had quite enough already.
Where have you been?
What's it got to do with
you? You've been out all night.
So?
You're a mess.
So?
You stink.
So?
You're completely pissed. We were worried. What have you been doing?
I've been doing Jackie.
What?
Jackie! And number 10. Well, we drank some very nice wine, snorted some good coke, and then we shagged 3 times, courtesy of Bob's Viagra, as Jackie's husband. He's away. And then we got stoned, courtesy of Jackie's son, Skunk. Oh, I can't remember his name. Casper or Wasper or something bloody annoying.
You should go to bed.
I've been in bed with Jackie. Have you been listening? Although we did do it in the kitchen as well, on the butcher's block, which was surprisingly nice, actually.
Thanks, but I think we can do without the details.
Oh, is it all a bit TMI for you, Alex?
Simon, get him some water, will you?
Yes, of course.
Wait, does he wear something? Hmm? Does he wear a Johnny?
What?
Does Simon wear a Durex? Oh, a love glove, whatever you want to call it.
What are you talking about?
Does he...
I have no idea what you're going on about.
Are you making him cover himself when he fucks you?
Oh, my God.
The outcome will not be pretty.
Is that what you think?
Your baby will be a spastic.
You're embarrassing yourself,
Your baby
Dad.
Will be a hermaphrodite African...
You're pissed and you're totally out of order.
Oh, it's against the law. You know that, don't you?
But how can you possibly think that
we... Working in a supermarket and fucking your brother. Oh, I've never been so proud.
I am not listening to
this. I've seen you. I've seen the way you look at each other. I know what else exists. He's probably got AIDS. Oh, he's probably fucked AIDS into you.
Okay. It's nice and cold. I put ice cubes in it. Oh. The water.
Thank you. Cancer.
Joseph says you've got AIDS. He says you fucked AIDS into me.
I said probably. Don't make it sound worse than it was. Well, I am off to Bedfordshire. Don't wake me.
Why do you say this?
Oh, I don't know. It's a saying. I don't know where it comes
about
from.
About the AIDS.
Because you are having sex with my daughter.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Your sister.
This is not... I am not... We are not...
Now, this is... Excuse me.
Stay where you are.
Simon.
No, he must apologize. To say such a thing as this, he must...
Just leave it, there's no point.
Apologize. How can you say this? It is a terrible... Apologize now. Yeah. If you do not apologize, I will... Alex. Alex. I sent Joseph an email 4 years ago. I emailed him 4 years ago to say I was looking for you. To say I thought you were my sister.
What?
Yes. He did not tell you. He has known about me for 4 years. He kept me away from you. He wanted to keep me away from you.
Good night, one and all.
It is the truth.
I'm up. Good night.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare leave this room!
Since when did you smoke?
What are you doing here?
Seriously, is this a new thing? Because you know to kill you. It's really...
I've got to get back in.
Oh, wait.
No.
Please, hear me out. Just let me. Alex.
No.
Please, just listen.
No.
Okay. Okay, I understand. Not here, not at your work. Come over the road for a coffee. Let's...
No.
At some point, you've got to let me explain. You've got to.
No.
Why won't you let
There's
me...
nothing you can say.
It wasn't malicious. It wasn't.
Oh, just get off me.
I could never get you on your own. I just want to explain.
Just get out of my way.
Please. Let me. Please. I got the first email just after Mummy's diagnosis.
So?
She was dying. My wife was dying.
Oh, God. You'll try anything, won't you? You really are pathetic.
I'm not trying.
You weren't even here half the time.
What?
You left me to deal with her, remember?
That's not fair. That is
You
not...
flew off to some war zone in the middle of nowhere.
I had to
off
go.
Off you went whenever you felt like it.
Stop
for
it.
For months at a time.
It was my job. I had to go.
And as soon
go.
As she was gone, as soon as she wasn't around anymore to pick up the pieces, you retired because you couldn't cope. Because
that's not fair.
You left Simon to die. And then you edited him out, cropped him like one of your pictures. That's not fucking fair.
That's not how it was.
He was trying to find me. My brother. My blood. He was alive and you knew. For 4 years, you...
I was going
you
to...
You were silent. For 4 years, you were silent. You were silent. How's the application going?
It is complete, I think. Please, look for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Address. Yep. Payment. Right, I just...
If Paul calls, tell him I've got my mobile.
Are you going now?
Yeah, I've got to be in town.
Well, have you written the cheque?
No,
I... Well, I'll pay you back. Once I get paid, as soon as I get paid.
I haven't got any cheques left, ran out.
Oh, for God's sake, you
said... I haven't written a cheque in years.
Well, they must have sent you another chequebook.
Don't think so.
Yeah, well, I bet it's in that drawer in your study, the one full of crap. Look, hold on, I'll be back in a minute.
So, is that it? The application form?
Yes.
How much do you want?
The visa extension is £561.
To go home. How much do you want to go home? If you go back, I'll give you whatever you want.
I do not want your money.
I've got 20 grand. 20 grand in my current account. You can have it. I can get it today. We can book your flight today.
No.
I don't know what you're still doing here.
When you sleep, what do you dream?
What do you want?
I hear you. Shouting in the night. What do you dream?
With 20 grand, you can buy your own house. Some land, get yourself a wife, have some kids. Don't you want that? Isn't that really what you want?
I am sorry.
That's no good to me. If you stay, I will make this impossible for you. I will. You can't come here.
I am sorry that you are the man that you are.
I mean it.
I found it. It's in that drawer with all the keys.
Haven't got a pen.
Oh, Simon, can you just borrow yours?
Yes, of course.
Right. 561 pounds. Here you go.
Thank you.
Do you need a stamp?
I will buy one from the post office.
It's okay, I've got some in my bag. I'll just...
No, no, sit. Have your lunch. I want to walk.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, I'd better be off too.
See you later. Oh, Dad.
Yeah?
Thanks.
No problem.
Absolutely.
I said so, didn't I? It's entirely up to you.
Yeah.
It's your decision.
Thanks for coming here too.
It's fine. I always think the coffee's great here.
I didn't want to tell you at home, I just...
Yeah,
I
you wanted it to be somewhere neutral.
Yeah.
Somewhere unemotional.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Somewhere unconnected.
So everything's...
It's fine.
I just can't believe you're being so cool about it.
You know me. As cool as Kate Moss, as cool as a mint magnum.
Yeah, but don't you
think... It's cool.
Okay.
The head of the company doing all the PR for the exhibition is called Anita Dick.
Bit unfortunate.
Anita Dick.
Yeah, I get it. Her surname's Dick.
No, Anita Dick. I need a dick. I need a dick. I need a dick.
Ah.
I need a dick. That's funny, right?
Well, yeah, but it doesn't really sound like that, though. It sounds like Anita Dick.
If you say the T like a D, then it sounds like I need a dick. I need a dick.
Yeah, but it's not a D. It's a T. Anita. And it starts with A, not I.
Oh, why are you taking her side?
I'm not. I'm just...
Now, she could do with changing her name. Imagine being born Anita Dick. Poor gal. You should forward her the information.
Dad.
What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Let's talk about it properly. Let's just...
No, I'm cool. Cool as Kate Middleton. Oh, no, she's not cool.
It's a big deal. I understand that.
Mummy had a friend who changed his name from Ian to Barcode. He was an anarchist from Whitechapel. How much does it cost
to change one's name these days?
£13.
Wow. £13. 2 packets of fags.
Maybe we should just talk about this at home. It's obviously...
I told you, it's fine. Mummy wanted to call you Edith.
I know.
She made me listen to Je ne regrette rien. When I said Piaf sounded like a goat, she wouldn't speak to me until I apologised.
I know.
Edith. I couldn't have that. They would have crucified you at school. I said that to Mummy and she said, well, we could send you to a Steiner school. She knew a kid called Biscuit who went to a Steiner school. Flourished, apparently. Is it his idea?
No. Feels like the right thing to do. Feels like me.
Francis Mutesi. Miss Mutesi. Miss Francis Mutesi.
Dad.
I am not calling you that.
That's your choice.
I will never call you that name.
Are you ready yet?
Very close to ready.
Can I open my eyes now?
Yes.
Okay. Oh,
I like it. I like this suit very much.
Oh, my God.
I like this material. What is this material?
Velvet.
Velvet.
You look like Eric Morecambe.
Thank you.
No, it's not a compliment. You look terrible.
I think it's very glamorous.
It's an interview at Eastgate College, not Bond School. Well, what else is in the suitcase?
This.
Oh, no. God, I remember Dad wearing that one Christmas. It was...
What about this one?
No way. No one will wear a suit. You know that, don't you?
At university, they taught us to wear a suit for all the interviews.
Yeah, but everyone will be casual. They'll all be
I need to be taken seriously.
Hiya.
Hiya.
What's all this?
Oh, we were just...
For my interview.
Are those my clothes?
Well, they were in the loft. And we went up into the loft and I... Well, I didn't think you'd mind. I thought that you... Well, you don't wear them. You haven't worn them forever,
is
so...
Anything else of mine that you want?
I'm sorry. Alex said it would...
Oh, very glad. Blaming Alex.
No, it's true. I didn't think you'd care. I thought you'd be...
How about my jacket?
What?
Hmm?
What are you doing,
Dad? There you go. Dad. Oh, what, you don't want it? Oh, let's see. What else have I got? Ah, what's in here? I think there's about 50... Yeah, there's 50 quid here. Take it, come on, you might as well.
Dad.
And how about my shirt, Come on, shirt off my back.
Please, I do not want this.
There you go. Come on, put it on.
No,
I do not
want
it. Put
it on. I do not want it.
Dad!
Oh, what, you need some help? Okay, I'll be mother. Arms out. There you go. What, you don't want it? It's Paul Smith. Very expensive. I'm giving it to you. Take it.
I do not want your clothes or your money.
Or could have fooled me.
Stop it.
Take it. Like everything else. Fucking take it!
Simon, let's put these back in the loft.
I think that I'm going to order an Indian tonight. Anyone fancy it? Where's the leaflet? Here we go.
Simon,
what are you looking at, big man, huh? Haven't you ever seen a bloke order an Indian takeaway before?
Shut up, Dad.
I'm growing tired of this, Joseph.
Let's go.
I've been polite to you. I made no trouble for you.
Really?
It's true. You're being completely unreasonable.
Well, if you say so, darling. If you say so.
You are now in a comedy. I went there away. Comedy, knock a vote. Nirambo go to yesore, you say. I went there away. Gomosoro, Wamirungini.
So, why do you want to study here at Eastgate College?
I have heard many great things about this college.
Yes, such as?
The high quality of teaching and the support for international students like myself.
Oh, good one. And what has drawn you to the subject?
Good morning. The silent treatment. Interesting.
Let's go upstairs.
Yes, yes. Run along, Simon. Do what you're told.
Oh, you're pathetic. Do you know that?
Oh, thank you. But before you disappear, I should let you know I've got a meeting in Manchester tomorrow, which you may or may not care about, and I'll be away for a couple of days, and when I get back, I want him gone.
What?
I want him gone.
You can't do
it's
that.
My house, I can do what I want.
But where do you expect him to go?
I have no
idea. I don't care.
You can't.
Time he left. But I want him gone.
You're being a child. You are being...
I want my house back. I want things.
I don't believe this.
It's making me sick. Looking at him every day is making me sick.
I'm not leaving.
Shh. In fact, let's not wait. Get out. Now.
No, Dad. It's...
Get out.
No.
Get your stuff. And get away from us. Oh, I'm going to count to 10. And then I swear...
Just stop
then
it.
What? What will you do? Joseph? What will happen next in this story? That is what I thought. Tell her. Yes. Tell her.
Tell me what?
The reason Joseph left me in Rwanda...
Well, I know the reason.
He could not carry us both.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't time.
Oh.
There wasn't, was there, Dad?
The end of Hamway were coming.
I know.
Tell her.
Well, it was chaos. A living hell.
I know.
The reason you left me behind.
It was the worst thing that I've ever seen. It was the worst thing that I'd ever been involved in. I was...
Busy! He was busy.
What?
He was arranging our mother into a pretty picture.
No, that is not what...
He came into the church. He saw the bodies. He walked around taking his pictures. He saw our mother and you asleep by her side. He picked you up and he moved you from her. He waited for you to begin to cry. He took our mother's hand and uncurled her fingers and he waited. He watched you crawl towards her body. When your small hand reached hers, he took his photograph.
Alex, I
need
to...
Is that true?
That's not how it was.
Is it?
He's making it sound
like... Is he lying? Is Simon lying? So the time you
there
took...
There was no time.
Because you wasted it.
I wanted...
Because you waited.
That's not...
Because you wanted to see me suffer.
You don't understand.
You constructed the photo.
Please, just try to understand.
It's made up. I understand.
No, it's true.
What? How can you...
For the essence of the shot, see, it is true. It was horrific, the slaughter, the blood, the machetes. You'd lost your mother, your father. You see, you had witnessed... Look, the grief is true.
The grief? It's my grief. My...
I know.
Wasn't a church full of slaughtered villagers enough for you?
I wanted people to take notice of it. I thought if I could just...
Squeeze some tears out of the little black baby.
I thought it...
And for the good white folk back
it
home.
It was to stop it, Alex. I took it... To stop
and
the slaughter.
Did it stop?
Look, I did what I thought was best.
Right.
The world had to know what was
Why?
Going on.
What did knowing do? What does knowing actually do?
Oh, Alex, come on now, that is true.
Knowing does nothing.
Knowing, it changes the world.
No, it doesn't.
Now, you listen, I have seen the worst side of humanity.
Yeah.
And ruined any hopes of peace in my own
and
mind.
And what did you do when you saw the worst side of humanity? You took pictures.
I bore witness.
You took pictures.
And I saved you.
Yeah. Yeah. The little black wretch rescued by the big white hero. Your symbol of hope in a rotten world, showing me off too like a fucking trophy.
Oh, like a daughter.
Someone else's daughter.
We loved
that you. That you stole to give your barren wife as a playmate while you roamed the world feeding off misery.
Ah,
stop! Calling me that!
We loved you with all our
hearts.
You
went to the other side of the world when your wife was dying. You left her. For what? A photograph.
You have stood by and watched people tortured, murdered, starved to death. For what? A photograph. Well, you left him to be killed. For what?
I have always done what I thought was right.
But Joseph, you wanted me dead.
What? No, I never...
He saw me watching him when he took his photograph.
No!
It's the truth.
No, I didn't. I saw you after when I was leaving.
You saw me watching you. That is why you did not take me as well.
You left him because he saw what you did.
No, I told you, I couldn't carry you both. The Interhamway were coming.
The Interhamway did not come back.
Yes, yes, I heard them. They were coming
back. You know they did not come back.
You left him because you were afraid that he'd tell someone.
No!
Yes!
No. He left me because when he looked at me in the church, into my eyes, he saw the man he truly is. Joseph left me to die because he saw the truth and it was unbearable for him.
I can give you a lift.
It's all right. The cab's on its way.
I can take you.
It's fine. The cab's fine.
That's no problem. I'll just
get... You won't be able to get back in time if the opening do.
That doesn't matter.
Paul will be expecting you. They'll all be expecting you.
It doesn't matter. I'll get my car
keys. No. Really, just... No.
Have you got everything?
Yeah.
Well, I can send you anything. Whatever you've forgotten, whatever you need.
Thanks.
Will you phone when you get there to let me know that you've arrived? Just to, you know, let me know. Have you got something to read?
Yeah, I've downloaded some stuff.
Oh, yeah? What have you...
You're Breaking Bad.
Oh, well, it's supposed to be very good, Breaking Bad. You'll enjoy that.
Yeah.
One of those things that passed me by. Like The Wire. I never saw that either. That's too late now. Have you seen The Wire?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
And The Sopranos. Everyone's always going on about The Sopranos. The window cleaner said he'd lend me the box set next time he does his round. Got it off his brother-in-law. You know, you can always come back.
Yeah.
I mean it. You're always welcome.
Yeah.
I'll keep your room for when you do, for when you come back, eh? Have you got some food, something to eat for the journey?
I don't need.
Oh, there's some boiled eggs in the fridge. I can make you an egg mayonnaise sandwich. We've got some capers. I could put some capers in it. You used to love that. I can make you that right now. Shall I? Shall I do that?
Oh, there'll be food on the plane, so...
Ready?
Yeah.
Goodbye, Joseph.
Goodbye, Simon.
I'll be out in a minute. You go.
Okay.
Have you got enough money?
Yes.
Are you sure? Because I
There's
can
no
give
need.
If you need anything at all, just call me, will you? Will you do that for me?
Good luck with the exhibition, Dad.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Joseph was played by Danny Webb, Alex by Pippa Bennett-Warner, Simon by Chike Okonwoko, and Paul by Lloyd Peters. The Witness was written by Vivian Fransman and was based on the Royal Court Theatre production directed by Simon Godwin. The radio dramatisation was produced in Salford by Gary Brown and was first broadcast in 2014. And the play is available to listen to via the Radio 3 website. And next week's play is Light Shining in Buckinghamshire by Carol Churchill. Looking forward to Tuesday's Radio 3 in Concert. It'll be a live concert from the Royal Concert Hall in Nottingham. The Halle will be conducted by Ryan Wigglesworth. Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony is in the second part, and the concert begins with Harold in Italy by Berlioz. The viola soloist will be Lawrence Power, and we're going to hear him now in a sonata for viola and piano by Shostakovich. It was Shostakovich's last composition and was completed in July 1975, just weeks before his death. It's dedicated to Fyodor Drushinin, the viola player in the Beethoven Quartet. The work's in three movements, slow, fast, slow. The second movement, Allegretto, is characterised by the contrasting use of staccato figures with smooth passages. The main material of the movement was borrowed from Shostakovich's unfinished opera, The Gamblers. Shostakovich gave the final movement a subtitle, Adagio in the Memory of a Great Composer, or Adagio in the Memory of Beethoven. Shostakovich actually quotes from Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. Throughout the movement, glimpses of the Beethoven sonata appear, juxtaposed with the reappearance of the themes heard earlier in the sonata. So here are Lawrence Power and Simon Crawford Phillips to play Shostakovich's Viola Sonata, Opus 147.
Thank you. Thank you.
Viola Sonata, Opus 147 by Shostakovich. It was played by Lawrence Power and Simon Crawford Phillips. And you can hear Lawrence Power playing Harold in Italy by Berlioz in Radio 3 in Concert on Tuesday evening at 7:30. This is BBC Radio 3. It's a couple of minutes after 11 o'clock. Now, Early Music Late, presented by Ellen Manahan-Thomas.
Hello. Our recital today sees the French countertenor Philippe Jarouski return to the Grand Théâtre del Liceu in Barcelona in October 2013, after his debut there in the 2011 season. This time he performs with the Venice Baroque Orchestra and presents a programme of arias by Niccolò Porpora and his contemporaries, arias written for the greatest of Baroque countertenors, Farinelli. The orchestra opens the concert with the overture to Porpora's opera Germanico in Germania, an all-male and all-star production which had its premiere in Rome in 1732. Philippe Jarouski follows that with an aria about the power of love, from Arianna in Nassau, Look Up to Heaven, Mira in Cielo.